32. We're talking about the Saints for a second there. We also talk about teams stuck with quarterbacks at times. One scenario and situation we haven't talked a ton about is the Saints right now. So Dennis Allen kept his job for the time being. There's a good chance they have a new head coach next year. If you're like, oh, okay, they're going to blow it up. They got Spencer Rattler there. Maybe he's the QB of the future. I don't know. Derek Carr would have over $60 million, guys, in dead cap to cut him after the season. So unless he's just kind and restructures.
$60 million? 6-0. 6-D.
After the season. So whoever the next head coach is there, if Allen gets fired, is not going to be able to just go get his guy. Even if Spencer Rattler's the guy, Derek Carr is not going anywhere right now. $60 million dead cap hit. Now, they can get out after 2025. It's like $15 million. So he'll be done after that probably. But Derek Carr is not going anywhere anytime soon there in New Orleans.
I mean, you know, I'm a partial believer in Spencer Rattler. For one quarter, I look kind of smart.
27 points in the second. Shut out the rest. They lost. They got destroyed by the Bucs. But yeah, $60.1 million dead cap hit if the Saints were to cut him after this season. So he's not getting cut.
Wow. Some teams, because of the way quarterback pay is making, teams are going to kneecap themselves making bad quarterback decisions. If you pay the wrong guy, this is actually even more reason, Gold, that, like, we've had this conversation, and I've always been on the more aggressive end, and you're like, it's easier to say because it's not your job on the line, which is fair, but, like, even more reason not to get stuck with mediocrity. Do not do this to yourself, because not only are you handicapping yourself from a cost per player standpoint, you can't get out of it anymore. You used to be able to at least call an audible, and that's not even a choice anymore. Yeah. Speaking of quarterbacks paid way too much money, that happens a little bit here in the NFC East. I was taking a look at that division. I, honest to God, I can tell you right now, with certainty, on October 17th, I have no damn clue who's going to win that division. No guess. I got nothing. I know that sounds silly, but if you told me it was the Commanders, I'd believe you. If you told me the Cowboys are only a game back and playing awful won it, I'd believe you. If you told, like, the Eagles, sure. I just don't know. Does anyone have any kind of feel on the NFC East right now? Because while the Commanders are playing the best football, typically I wouldn't push my chips in the middle for a team starting a rookie quarterback with more unknowns than teams who have been to Super Bowls, been to NFC title games recently, been better franchises overall. I just got no feel for that. I feel like every other division, I can either choose the winner right now or give you one of the two teams who I think's winning it. And I got no idea, other than I don't think it'll be the Giants. I guess that's the only one. Had they won last week, maybe. They'd have been 3-2 and in the same spot as everyone else. And Malik Nabers is coming back, who was a really good player for them the first couple of weeks. Who's your guess?
I think it's the Commanders.
But you don't say that with, like, your chest, right?
No, when we didn't know. When we did our preseason predictions, I'll have to go back. You can find the audio. It doesn't matter. Ultimately, none of us ended up picking the Commanders, but we had a real conversation about, hey, if there was going to be a surprise team, Commanders. Yeah. I remember this only because we had someone text in that thought we were insane about it, and I remember because it was like a vivid conversation we ended up having. So the Commanders, am I stunned there where they're at right this second? Yes. Did I think they were going to be a 3-win football team? No, if that makes sense. Like, I thought if because of the ceiling of Jaden Daniels, we can play the audio, I'm not making this up. We said, hey, their ceiling could be higher because there's room for growth. We know what the ceiling is for a lot of teams. But with Jaden Daniels, if they were able to find the right guy, Dan Quinn's got a proven defense, even though the defense is actually their weakness right now, then maybe they would surprise some people. I'm stunned it's happened so soon, though. Like, I thought maybe in the back half of the season they'd start playing really well and push for a wild card then. Mm-hmm. They're pushing for a division title.
Yeah, shout out to them. You mentioned, Alex, the quarterback paying issues and all that stuff. Well, is there an out potentially for the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson? Evan Cohen.
What out?
here you go. Evan Cohen is he's host of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio in the mornings. Proposed this trade. Who says no? Deshaun Watson, a 2026 first-round pick, a 2027 conditional second that can become a first to Carolina for Bryce Young. In the end, the Panthers would cut Deshaun Watson, and the Browns would eat most of the money while also trying to gain a quarterback that potentially can still do something with their career.
I will say, one time in NFL history, it's probably like 5 years ago, I watched a team trade a pick, had a team. Now, in this case, it was not the Browns who ate the money. Getting the pick means you eat it. Tough. Cash is yours. Figure it out, Carolina. I actually don't think this is the craziest
day. Is Carolina that down bad?
Yeah, man, they're down real bad.
The thought of this format of a trade, if you will, the structure of a trade, comes from exactly what you're saying. It's because someone was reminded that the Cleveland Browns did this with Brock Osweiler with the Texans. So that's why, like, that's, I'm sure, what the framework and why this individual is thinking of it, because, oh yeah, the Browns actually did something similar. They're the ones that didn't eat the money the last time. But yeah, that was the whole Brock Osweiler Houston Texans trade.
It worked.
It did.
Like, it actually is a good strategy because you get the quarterback off your roster, so you're no longer forced to play him. The acquiring team pays less. Guarantees don't matter as much. Guarantees matter less. The dead cap number go down to the team.
Panthers basically
had the player before, but
Bryce Young still has control. Obviously, you're not
paying his
rookie deal.
The question is getting rid of Deshaun Watson worth a first round pick to you? Is getting rid of Deshaun Watson worth
point,
a second
be.
Round pick to you?
I think
yes. You have to move on. You have to move on from him, man.
I agree.
You have to cut your losses and get the hell out of it if you're the Browns. I just don't know if the Panthers are going to play ball on that, though.
And then somehow, maybe Kevin Stefanski, coach of the year, obviously all of that stuff, guy that can, maybe he can make something of Bryce Young. Who knows? That would be the ultimate bonus. And then I guess theoretically, Deshaun Watson would never play quarterback again, correct? His career is over.
I mean, maybe somebody's trying to get back up. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, if I were the Panthers, I'd consider. How many years away am I from competing? 5? Maybe another quarterback? Get a first-round pick.
They don't have a quarterback, so I mean, it could be 5 years or more.